Welcome to the Meatball Pod, Meatballs. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, guys. And I am so excited because I actually, is this the episode I wasn't in? Coming up, did I leave? I left, right, for CJ?
Yes, you did. And I was so upset. Well, because I know you're mommy first. We're always moms first. So, like, I was like, all right, D, go do your thing. But I was so sad because Ron was coming and I knew I needed my meatball. And, yeah, you were definitely missed, D.
Yeah, I'm excited to see, like, you guys do, like, the chicken stuff, like the spicy chicken. So I missed the spicy chicken challenge and everybody was talking about how crazy it was. And I'm like,
you've been good, though. Do you like spicy like that?
I love spicy. So I think I would have done well, but from what I understand, everybody got really bad stomach aches after. So
no, everyone literally died.
Yeah. In a way, I'm kind of glad I missed this one because I would have ate it and I probably would have been in the bathroom the entire rest of the night. So sorry for my voice. For some reason, I lost my voice. I'm hoping I'm not getting sick. That would suck. But
well, just to let you know, strep is going around.
Oh, my God. I hope not, because I go to Florida in a couple days. I'm trying to not be sick.
We'll get your rest now. But yes, happy Thursday, guys. New episode tonight, 8 p.m. And Dina just wrapped her next season. I still have interviews. I have interviews today. So I'm like freaking out right now because I think I have a stomach bug. So I'm not like excited to sit in a room and talk for 4 hours.
That was a long one.
Oh, a lot going on. So make sure you guys watch tonight's episode. Ron is back and you just see all of us, you know, hanging out and trying to deal with that awkwardness. But nobody freak out because this isn't Ron's last time. We go on another trip to Arizona and then Ron comes again, right? Like, doesn't he come again?
He's there for the entire vacation.
Basically. Yeah, so I feel like you guys are like not satisfied with what's happening, but keep watching because Ron does come back for more in the season that's airing right now.
Yeah. This season is just like begun. I feel there's still so much. And then I'm like, oh my God, we just wrapped 7B. Like there's so much more to come. But yeah, I'm really happy I wrapped. I did like 5 hours of interview on Monday.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I did like 2 hours on Tuesday and then I was done. I'm like, yes. I'm done. Just
good
for a little
job,
bit.
Babe.
Yeah. Are you going to finish? You're going to finish today, I'm assuming.
No, this is my first day interviews. So I have today and tomorrow. And then I'm so excited to be done because I got a lot coming up these next 2 weeks because Giovanna just had a big cheer comp in Atlantic City. And I was so happy because it was local. And also I knew Jenny was going to be there. So Milani was competing in the same competition. So I was happy that I got to see her. And then Giovanna's other friends in school were there. They're on different teams. So we had a nice time in AC this weekend. But she has a competition this Sunday. She has a softball game Saturday. And then the following week we go to Florida for her big summit competition. Yeah, there's a lot going on, a lot of traveling. I do that, and then I come back for a little bit, and then I go back for our annual Disney trip. So you're doing your Disney trip?
Yeah, so this upcoming week, I'm bringing – so my mom turned 70, and so we're going to bring –
No, she's not.
Yeah, can you believe
it? She looks freaking phenomenal.
She looks so good.
So good.
So I'm bringing my mom and my sister and the boys to Margaritaville in Orlando for like a couple days. So I'm really excited for that just to like have like a relaxing trip, especially after like this last month of filming. It's been so chaotic. Yeah. And then like I've been really busy with soccer and baseball with CJ. So I'm like getting into the sports mom thing. I'm like loving it.
Oh, it's so much fun, but it definitely – it's a lot, especially when they travel and they get older. So, yeah, I'm loving this for you.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And, of course, I'm, like, already, like, that crazy mom. Like, because CJ's the youngest on the team and he's the littlest. So I'm like, do you think he's good on this team? Like, I just want to make sure he's all right. Like, and he's like, he's doing just as good as everybody else. Like, it's probably better for him to be on a team with, like, a little bit older kids. So he's, like, actually learning. So I'm like, you know what? You're right. And then he did so good yesterday at his game. And I'm like, you know what? The coach is right. Like, he's learning. The coaches are so one-on-one with CJ because the other kids have played before. And he's like getting a lot more out of it than I think he would be if he was with all 5 year olds, because it would be the free for all, you know?
Oh yeah, totally.
So like, yeah, he's actually playing like games and like playing and learning, and he's hitting off the coach pitch instead of the tee. And I'm like, oh my God, he's doing so well. So.
Oh, what a munchkin.
I know. I'm like really, really proud of him. And he's like, oh my God, he loves it. He loves it. So I'm really excited for him. And then Cameron started soccer. He's like a little crazy pants. Right, Cam? You're crazy? Yeah. He's crazy. But he loves it. And then,
he's my favorite.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm excited. You're fine. You're okay.
Ouchies.
He's the dramatic. But that's been busy. I'm happy but you know, we haven't got picked up for season 8 yet. So I'm like, where is it?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. But yeah. Me and Dina decided, because, you know, we're always like very transparent, I feel, with you guys. And, like say like exactly what's happening with the show and stuff and like how it works. So we have no idea if we're going to do another season. And then if we do another season, that could be it. Because with these networks, like they don't usually, you know, keep the show on for a long time for like a certain show. So for us, we're like so grateful that we're still on air and you guys are amazing for watching us. But me and Dee decided, you know, if the show does end up, you know, ending, and me and Dee are like, cool, now what? Because we still want to like hang out and have fun. We can go on tour. We can really like, we'll really have time for this podcast to like, yeah. You know, do like the live camera podcasts that like everyone does, like when you see them on camera and stuff like that. So I mean, whatever happens, we're ready to go for you guys, and you aren't gonna miss us. We're not gonna leave, and it's just, you know, a different avenue we're gonna take.
Yeah, because like honestly, usually we know if we're getting picked up around. So I'm like, are we? So I have no idea what is for the future of our show. I mean, I'm praying we get picked up again. But, you know, right now it's kind of up in the air. So me and Nicole were like, yeah, if, you know, it does end, and that would be super unfortunate, like me and her want to like get this podcast like really like live doing shows. And I think it would be really, really cool to meet all of our meatballs.
Oh my God, it would be the best time. So whatever happens, meatballs, we will be here for you, and we love you, and you're our besties.
Yes, yes.
Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all day fun with Spring Break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. So us meatballs love the nice weather, spring break, summer's coming, so it's the perfect time to play DraftKings.
New players start playing with just $5 and get 100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code MEATBALL to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus, physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opt-in new customer, $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Oh my God, Nicole. So I was on TikTok, and I know you love, are not obsessed with the Titanic, right?
Oh my God, it's like my jam.
So I saw this crazy thing that, so it wasn't actually the Titanic that went under. It was actually the Olympic that went under, and JP Morgan was like trying to get rid of, like, this is, it's crazy.
Did no you way.
See? Okay. So, no. I know. I was like, oh my God, I have to tell Nicole about this. I'll have to send you the TikTok. So JP Morgan owned Titanic and Olympic. So right. Olympic was the older ship, I believe. Mm-hmm. So I guess they like changed the colors or something. And these people are saying that JP Morgan had all of his like competitor, like the competitive business partners on that ship. Like the rich competitive business partners were on the ship, the Titanic, the new ship, but it was really actually the Olympic or the Olympus. And then he canceled his trip right before this was going to happen. And this was like a planned thing.
Come on now. How do they know that?
People.
How do they know that?
I have no idea, but I saw it and I was like, oh my God, I have to tell Nicole this. It's crazy.
Well, send me it. I'll look into it.
You're going to have to, because it might, the Titanic might still be around.
There's no way.
I know. When I saw it, I was like, I have to send this to Nicole. But yeah, I didn't even know JP Morgan like owned those ships.
Yeah, I read that before.
Yeah. Well, He might have been trying to get rid of his competitors. Over there. He might have been being like,
yeah, send me that. I gotta look into that.
Crazy person.
I don't know about that.
I know. I said I was like, at least that's like my algorithm now. Like kind of conspiracies, but it's not like the end of the world stuff. It's like, oh, the Titanic might be a whole thing.
I can't.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've been obsessed with the Titanic for so long. Like when the movie came out, I feel like I was in like third grade. I don't even remember. But I went with my best friend at the time, and we went 3 times to watch it. Just so obsessed with it that I was like, okay, like I want to learn about the actual ship and like what really happened. So when we would have book fairs, they would have Titanic books, and I would buy all the Titanic books. And I think my mom still has them. I have like 20 Titanic books, just like, you know, about the ship and the pictures of it, and then like books on, you know, the movie and everything. About like filming the movie and stuff like that. So yeah, I've been obsessed with the Titanic. I don't know if it's because my past life I was on the Titanic, but it's like an obsession. It's weird.
But were you obsessed with it before the movie came out or after?
After.
Okay, so maybe the movie's what triggered your...
The movie definitely triggered me, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes... And
I still watch it to this day and I'm obsessed.
Oh yeah, it's a good one. I get sad. I get sad during it. Because I'm like, it's like those people really went through that shit, you know? Like in the...
Oh, yeah. No. So remember the two couples that died on the bed?
I'm sorry. No, don't say that word. I said the S word.
Oh.
Don't say that word.
Remember the old couple that died on the bed? They were snuggling?
Yes.
That's a true story. So that was like a true story of like a couple that like died in each other's arms. And then the other one, the kids, oh my God, this like breaks my heart. But the mom was reading to the kids.
Ugh.
Like trying to get them to bed before it went down.
They were like, they weren't as rich. So she knew like they weren't getting
it. Yeah, she knew they weren't getting a lifeboat.
Ugh, that makes me so freaking sad.
Disgusting. I can't.
But yeah, sometimes I'll, because the Titanic is really interesting. So sometimes I'll, like, find articles randomly or TikToks will pop up. And I like learning about the people that were on the boats.
Oh, same.
So, like, there was, like, a lot of interesting people.
Yeah, I wish Jack Dawson was real.
Where did they hit the iceberg? Antarctica?
Antarctica?
I don't know.
No,
No,
I don't think Antarctica.
Oh. Mm. Aren't there icebergs in Antarctica?
Yeah, but speaking of Antarctica.
Wait, where is Antarctica?
Antarctica is like by the equator. Okay, it's like that long continent.
All right, because I was trying, they were coming from Europe. So it wasn't Antarctica.
Did you see in Antarctica, the ocean, how something huge was moving?
Yeah, that was weird.
That's got to be a spaceship, I feel.
You think it was a spaceship?
I'm thinking it's a spaceship because aliens are there. But other people are saying it's like a big monster. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw it like something.
You think it's a monster?
I don't know what it is. I think, I'm trying to not be such a conspiracy theorist anymore.
Really?
But, you know, some biblical people are saying like it could be this big, like this big, I don't know what it is. It's kind of like a dragon type thing. I don't know the name.
Oh, I love dragons.
I don't know the name of it, but it's like in the Bible. And he was, I don't know, because they still think that, you know, the solar eclipse is a whole thing. I don't know. I told you my TikTok's weird, but yeah, they said it was like this like big dragon, underwater dragon type thing that's in the Bible, but who knows? I don't know if I believe that.
I love dragons.
You always said that there was aliens underneath Antarctica. You always said that.
Oh, totally.
So maybe it is the ship.
Yeah, I feel like it's the ship. I feel like it would be more the ship than the dragon.
Guess where it's headed?
To here? The
East Coast.
Oh, shit. So yeah. Maybe something's going to go down, you guys.
To the Northeast it's headed. I'm like, why? Why can't it go to the West Coast? Come on. I always thought the West Coast was going to be the first to go. Not over here.
Oh, same. And I always thought that because, well, 2012 is like one of my favorite movies also. And I always thought like, you know, all the, isn't there a volcano there or something that would erupt?
So there's like a fault line, the San Andreas fault line. So like if that was to go there, it would be like massive destruction. So that's why I always was like,
And I always thought California would like break off and like go into the ocean, like 2012.
Well, that's what I was thinking. But now I'm like, I don't know. We're having earthquakes over here. Now this big thing in Antarctica that's causing 80-foot waves is on its way over here. I'm like, come on. I just got over being nervous about something.
I mean, I think we'll be okay.
No, yeah. I'm not worried. Who knows? Maybe it's the aliens that are friends.
Okay, Meatball, so did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. So for me, you guys know us Meatballs love our sleep, and I definitely need to be, like, nice and cool at night. I hate sweating, I hate moving around, and, like, you know, feeling like I'm hot. So I have these on my bed right now, and it's so cool throughout the night. I'm not sweating. I'm nice and cozy, and my sleep is very important to me. So I'm loving these sheets.
And what I also love about Miracle Made sheets is their self-cleaning. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than any other sheets. No more gross odors, and the comfort and quality is amazing. Miracle sheets are luxurious, comfortable, and without the high price tag of other luxury brands. And they feel as nice, if not nicer, than the sheets you use at like 5-star hotels. And I always say I get my best sleep at hotels. I love hotel beds. So the fact that Miracle Made sheets make me feel like I'm in a hotel bed makes me sleep so much better. Another thing I love about Miracle Made, it's designed for your skin. So stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle.
Okay, Meatball, so go to trymiracle.com/meatball to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo, Meatball, at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/meatball and use the code meatball to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/meatball to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode. Well, I've been binging this new show on Netflix because I've been, you know, trying to get my cardio done on the Peloton. And on Peloton, you can now, like, stream, you know, like, services. So they have Netflix, they have Disney, HBO. So I needed, like, a show to watch. And I was like, oh, this looks so stupid, but I want to see. So it's called Parasite. And
I've heard of that.
It's like so dumb in the beginning, but then like you really get like attached to like the plot of the story and then the characters and stuff like that. So it's, yeah, it's called Parasite the Grey. And
so what's it about? Is it about a parasite?
Yeah, I'm trying to, because I don't want to say it's Korean, or I want to say like the right where it's made, you know, like the right where it's made. But basically, there's a dub to English. So you know exactly what they're saying and the subtitles and stuff like that. But it's about like aliens, you know, like spores that drop down and then it starts taking over human bodies and stuff like that.
Oh my God.
And now it's like these parasites that are trying to take over the world. It's like, you know, it's a sci-fi show that I'm obsessed with. You know, I love aliens and sci-fi and all that stuff. So yeah, Parasite the Grey, there's 6 episodes. And it's really good. I mean, at first I started watching it and I was like, this is so dumb. And then now I'm obsessed and like watching it. So if you guys want a good sci-fi show, Parasite the Grey is good. And then I watched this documentary. What's it called? Her name is Jen. It's so messed up. She killed her parents.
Oh my God.
Where is that? And I never heard of this until obviously I watched it. And then I was watching on TikTok and this girl was just like messed up. I'm pretty sure she's still in jail. What Jennifer Did. So it's called What Jennifer Did. And it's a full documentary of her like pretending that her parents got shot, a home invasion, stuff like that. But she ended up killing them. So it's a crazy documentary and it's terrifying that, you know, your child would end up killing you one day.
Oh my God.
So yeah, that's a crazy one if you guys like documentaries. And then the next one I want to watch on Netflix is Baby Reindeer. It looks like this psycho stalker. There's a lot of like new, like crazy things on Netflix. So if you guys have time and you need new shows, Netflix has a ton of new good stuff. And Netflix is my first go-to, I feel.
I actually just started watching a show on Netflix too. It's called The Trust. And it's kind of like a game show. And there's like, I don't know, there's probably like 10 people in a house. And there's so much money by the end of the, I think it's like $500,000 or something for like at the end of the game. But the whole thing is like you have to vote together and like you have to vote people out. But a lot of them are like, well, let's do this as a team and then we can all split the money at the end. But then as people are voting, if only just one person votes for someone, that person goes out. And then people are like, oh, my God, who voted for that person? And it's like all drama. So I'm like,
ooh, okay. My favorite.
Yeah. So I'm like, I kind of like the show. So I started it. I'm on like episode 3, I think. But yeah, that's another Netflix. So if you like game type shows with a little drama mixed in, that's a good one. It's called The Trust.
All right, that'll be my next one.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. But the parasite thing, I feel like it reminds me of this other. It's like the it's called The Host. And
ooh, that was good. Yeah.
Yeah. That reminds me of that kind of like the alien kind of going, taking over the brain or whatever.
No, yeah, it's definitely like that. Like the same kind of storyline, but different.
That's what scares, like if there was aliens, that's what I'm afraid they would do. Like be like, oh yeah, we have to pretend we're part of the freaking earth and then take over people's bodies. They might be already.
I feel like there's definitely bad aliens.
Well, whatever's coming out of Antarctica, hopefully it's the nice ones. maybe you said they were going to try and stop a nuclear war. So maybe they're coming up and they're like, I see shit's happening, shit's hitting the fan. We have to, like, get out and start making sure everything's all right.
Exactly why they're coming here, because the news isn't great right now. It's not great.
No, there's weird things. Oh, my God, did you see Dubai?
It's flooded?
Yeah, like so.
That's in the Bible.
That's what I'm saying. Things are happening.
Listen, after the eclipse, everybody said, you know, shit's going to happen. Things are going to happen. And literally so many people texted me like, the eclipse happened. We're still alive. I'm like, okay, just wait. Because after the eclipse, that's when things are going to start to happen. So I don't want to say I told you so, but just wait.
Yeah, like there's the storms in Dubai look like the end of the world.
Oh my God, I feel so awful.
And they don't have drainage there because I guess they don't get a lot of rain. And the flooding is terrible. Like, people are stuck there. I'm like watching these videos. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then some people are saying because of, it's not some people, like they were talking about doing cloud seeding there and being able to like, I guess they don't get a lot of rain there. So they wanted to try and make rain there. So now people think that it just got out of control. So who knows?
I mean, that makes sense.
But it's like, I've never seen some of the storms, like some of the storms, I'm like, oh, I would be petrified. I'd be like, what in the world is happening? But yeah, freaking crazy what's happening over there. But they said we might start flooding over here too. I'm like, because of that big thing that's coming. Stupid.
Everything's fine. We're fine.
Yeah, everything's fine, meatballs. Don't worry. Honestly, I'm just living my best life. That's it. I'm eating what I want. I'm drinking what I want. I'm having a time. Last night, I didn't eat dinner because we had sports going on. We got home, had to get the kids to bed. It was 10:30. I was starving. I ordered freaking McDonald's. I did it. Today, I don't feel great, but I ordered freaking, I got, and I went in. It was 10:30 at night. I got like a double quarter pounder with cheese deluxe.
Ooh.
A large fry and chicken nuggets.
I mean, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's my best life. Because you know what? You only live once, meatballs. Eat and enjoy. That's how I
feel. Well, that's what I was thinking today because I feel like, you know, after AC, I just feel like after these comps, every single time I get sick, like I just, my throat starts to hurt or I get stomach issues. Every single competition because we're around so many people. Yeah. So when I got home from AC this weekend, when did I get home? I got home Sunday night and all of a sudden I felt nauseous. So I like threw up twice and I'm like, what the hell? And then I felt nauseous and then I had stomach issues and I still have stomach issues of like going to the bathroom, like not great. So, you know, today I have to go do an interview and I'm just like, you know what? Will make me really happy because I don't want to do this. I thought to myself, I'm going to go and get a large fry and a large seltzer.
Do it. I mean, this
like, month. I just need something to make me happy because I don't feel good. I don't feel like going to work. So I'm just going to get a large fry and a seltzer.
Listen, it made I was so excited for it. The kids were sleeping. I ate it while I was watching my shows. I was like, this is so good. I just wanted that food and I just wanted to enjoy like food. So yeah, I loved it. I love nice McDonald's. I do.
Yeah.
I know like I need to lose weight or whatever, but you know what I did? Like we're going to Florida and instead of like stressing about my weight, I was like, you know what? Clearly I'm not going to lose like 5 to 10 pounds by next week. So I just got like bathing suits that will make me feel cozy. So I'm like uncomfortable, but I'm like, I'm not young anymore. I don't need to be skimping around and like,
no
bikinis. So I'm going to be wearing like a nice, you know, cozy bathing suit, one piece.
Yeah, this is literally my mentality now. Like, I don't care. Well, obviously, you know, I care like what I look like. I don't want to look like a slob. But I mean, like body weight wise, like it is what it is. I'm not trying to impress anybody. Gianni thinks I'm cute. Like, it is what it is. Like, obviously, I want to be a little healthier when it comes to like my blood and stuff, and like I want to be strong, but I mean, I'm not gonna like freak out if I'm 10 pounds over what I want to be or whatever. Like, it is what it is. We have a great life, we're great moms, our husbands love us. Like, who cares?
Yeah, and I did like, I just got my annual blood work done. I got like a couple x-rays on the wrist that I thought was weird, and everything's
fine. It was your bone,
yeah, it was my bone. But yeah, and so I'm like, my blood work came back fine. I'm like, I'm gonna treat myself to freaking really fattening McDonald's right now.
Yeah.
So I am excited. But yeah, meatballs, live your life. You live once. With all the weird shit going on in this world, I feel like I'm not going to kill myself when I hate working out. Like, it's not something I love to do. Now that the nice weather's coming, I'm like, okay, I'm going to like start walking with the boys and like stuff like that. But that's what I enjoy. And you know, so I'm not going to like kill myself with every day counting my calories. Like, that makes me miserable. It really makes
it's a lot.
So I'm just, you know, Chris is happy with how I look, and I'm okay with how I look. I'm not like terrible, but I also like want to just enjoy life. You ever see that meme? It's like, eat these tacos and be really happy, or be skinny. I'm like, oh, let me eat the tacos and be really
happy. Yeah, eat the tacos.
Yeah. Or be skinny and miserable. You can't win.
No, you can't.
I was one of those people that enjoyed working out and like wanted to be like this muscular person, but I'm just not. I've never been. Why would I start at 37 years old, you know?
Just do you, girl, as long as you're happy.
Yeah, I am.
Real change happens when you're consistent, and achieving the hair of your dreams is no exception. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to our hair routine has never been easier, and we're finally seeing the results that we've always wanted. So Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones.
And when it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency, and I've made it part of my daily routine. So I love using the Grow Hair Serum because it's just making my hair feel so healthy, and it's not greasy. It smells amazing. So I love using the Grow Hair Serum every day. And I am so happy with the way my hair looks and feels. And for best results, use for a minimum 3 months for fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. And having my monthly subscription of Grow Hair Serum, Vegamore makes it so easy to stay consistent. And when I sign up for my monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. And one fun fact, Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow Hair Serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how good this stuff really is. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/meatball and use code meatball at checkout. That's vegamore.com/meatball. Code meatball to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/meatball. Code meatball. But talking about like dressing, like getting dressed and like being comfortable, did you see Katy Perry had a dress malfunction on American Idol?
What, did her boobie come out?
Yeah, she had a little malfunction, but I'm like,
girl. Did they show her boobie?
We've all been there. We've all been there. I just had a malfunction when we just filmed.
When?
Remember? I'm like, is this business casual? And I got up and my whole ass was out.
Oh my God, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Dina, literally, her whole butthole was in my face.
And oh my God, everybody saw. Luckily, Chris was.
It looked like you were wearing a thong. Your whole cheeks were out.
But I'm like, see, Katy Perry has malfunctions too. It makes me feel okay about it.
It was so funny. We needed that. We needed that laugh.
I couldn't. I'm like, we're going to a nice place, and everyone's like, oh, you know, you have to dress business casual. And I was like wearing a cute romper. So I was getting up and I'm like, oh, is this business casual? And I showed my entire coolie. I'm like, oh my God.
The whole coolie was okay
about it. You know, he's not like, come on, Dina. He's like, oh my God.
No, he laughed.
He was hysterical. He's like,
yeah. He's like, yeah, that's mine.
I can't. And they asked me about that in interviews, so I'm sure it's going to actually be on the show. Probably blurred out.
Well, I don't think the camera got the angle, because even, like, the Pelcos were facing the other way. So I don't know if they got, like, your full coolie, but they got our reaction.
Yeah.
Like, whoa!
But, yeah, so when I saw Katy Perry had a malfunction, I'm like, see? Even Katy Perry has malfunctions, not
just
me.
Like us.
Yeah. So it made me feel normal. I feel like I always malfunction. I'm just like a malfunctioner.
I mean, that's what meatballs do.
Yeah, I love it.
We're silly. Well, speaking of meatballs, should we get to our meatball question?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Let's see. Oh, I like this one. So have either of you ever seen a ghost?
Oh, so,
I felt a ghost and I saw a ghost once.
You saw one?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it was a ghost. I feel like now that like I know so much about aliens, I think it was an alien being. But
ooh, okay.
the two times, so I've had like a lot of paranormal experiences just because I think they know I'm like, I believe in it and I'm open to it. But the two crazy things that ever happened to me was at my best friend Steph's house. So she lives in like this, this log, like cabin house in upstate New York in like the apple orchard. So it's like literally in the woods, like secluded. And I feel like that land has a ton of history because it's like an apple field, you know, apple orchard field. So like hasn't been touched and, you know, whatever. So the one time I was – and every time I was at her house, I felt stuff. The one time I was at her house, we were just like sitting on her bed. You know, she was like putting clothes away, you know, just hanging out in her room. And we were in high school probably. And I'm just laying on her bed. And then all of a sudden I try to get up and it's like a force is pushing me down. So it feels like – there's somebody's hand on my chest and they won't let me get up.
Oh my God, literally, how scary.
So, but I wasn't scared though. I was just like, what the hell is happening? It felt like a force. Do you know, did you ever go on those rides at like fairs? It's a spaceship and like it goes around and around like really fast. Yeah. And then like you try and lift your head, but you can't because it's going so fast.
Okay.
That's how it felt. And I'm like trying to get out of bed. And I'm like, Steph, I can't get up. And she goes, that happened to me before.
Oh my God.
So that happened. And I'm like, bitch, we're never sleeping in here again. And every time we had sleepovers, she would come to my house because we're like, oh, that was weird. And then the next time, we're probably like 2 years older. And, you know, we're in her kitchen. And then there's a door. And then you open the door and then it goes down to the basement. So we were walking through the kitchen to go down to the door to the basement. And all of a sudden, there's this big light. It's like a 7-foot light, but it's like a whitish, bluish light. And it's just like a light. It's I don't even know how to explain it. It looks like a big orb light. And we both looked at each other and we were like, what the fuck? And we ran downstairs. Like, didn't even have time to like think about it. We just saw it and ran. And now we think about it to this day. And like, I'm looking at, you know, I'm doing like all my research with aliens and stuff because I'm obsessed, and it could have been a light being. And the light beings are like, you know, the people that like run the universe, and they want us to all be like loving and caring for each other. So I feel like it was that, because it definitely didn't look like a ghostie. It looked like an energy. So yeah, I've seen crazy shit.
Yeah. So when I lived in New Egypt, my development was right next to a cemetery, which always freaked me out.
Oh, spooky. But
a lot of weird things would happen in my development. I personally never saw anything, but I always felt like there were spirits in my development. And then some people say that my development was built on a burial ground, which I'm like, I don't know. But there was some weird things. Like one of the houses that was behind the cemetery had to have like the poltergeist people come in and like...
What?
Thing. Yeah. I mean, that's just what I heard from like other people in the development, that they had to have like someone come in and like bless the house or whatever. But like, and then like I would have parties and a lot of people would keep saying like they saw like a little boy by my pond. And I'm like, I have no idea who that would be. Like,
is it a nice little boy?
I guess. I mean, he was never a problem. He would just like pop out around, like a lot of people would see him. And then when my one neighbor, she had, so a lot of us didn't have basements in that neighborhood. And a lot of people said it was because we were built on a burial ground, but I don't know if that's true. But the houses that had the basements would see, get like more like activities. So like the one neighbor saw the little boy like in his house before. So I was like, oh my gosh. So like, I was always afraid I was going to see this little boy. I was like, I hope he's a nice little boy. I'm thinking he just, like, we had parties and he would be by the pond. Like, a lot of people would see him at the pond. Mm-hmm. And there's a little boy by your pond. And then people would go look and there was no little boy. So maybe he just wanted to be a part of it. Or, like, maybe he's lonely. I don't know. But it was very weird.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was very weird. But, yeah, he seemed like he was, like, not bothering people. But a lot of people saw a little boy, so I don't know.
Oh, I would have freaked out if I saw the little boy.
I definitely always felt like my development, like the entire development, was like a little bit spooky.
Spooky. But
then again, like I said, I don't know if it's just because we lived by the cemetery, you know?
Right.
Which I hated that. I would be like, oh my God. And I, for a long time, like, I always had this weird thing. Like, you ever hear the thing where you have to hold your breath when you pass a cemetery?
Yes.
I mean, I lived next to one. Luckily, I couldn't see it. But every time I would see it, I would have to hold my breath because I have OCD. So I'm like,
I can't.
I know. I was like, I'm like,
you're probably about to die.
I know. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm crazy. I know it. It's okay. Thank God I found Chris.
That's why we love you. And Chris calms you down. He's like, D, stop.
Thank God. And thank God, like, his mom and my future sister-in-law, Liv, they're just like me. Like, Liv was like, we were going past the cemetery, and she's like, she looked like she was holding her breath. And I'm like, are you holding your breath? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'm not the only one.
See?
So at least we're like a whole family of crazy, which is okay.
Everybody's freaking crazy.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm okay. Let's see. What's another meatball question? Ooh, okay. The Olympics are coming up this summer. Do either of you wish that you could participate in one of the events? If so, which sport? Bobby from Montreal. Ooh. I feel like cheerleading should be in.
They just announced after the last Olympics that they officially made cheerleading a sport. So I think this Olympics, cheerleading is involved.
Oh, that's awesome. So
yeah, I feel like it is.
You would be in the cheerleading.
I would definitely do cheerleading. And I always wanted to. So I was a gymnast for 13 years when I was little before I did cheerleading. So my goal was like to be a gymnast. And then I realized how freaking hard it was. And mm-hmm. I was like, no.
Yeah, you have to be.
So I mean, I would die to be Simone Biles. She's freaking phenomenal. Which I just saw. She's doing an interview on Call Her Daddy. So I can't wait to watch that because she's just phenomenal. And
oh my God, amazing.
Yeah, and Sasha, when I did Dancing with the Stars, Sasha was my partner, and then Sasha ended up getting Simone as a partner one year, and I was like, oh my God, I was like freaking out, like annoying him, like trying to FaceTime him. So I could talk to her, but Simone Biles, she's amazing.
Stalker.
She's amazing.
Yeah, I would say probably when I was young, me and my parents would love watching the Olympics. Mm-hmm. I loved watching the gymnastics, like you said. I loved that. And then also my grandmother got me really into this ice skating. Like the ice skating was so beautiful. And so that's crazy too. They do crazy stuff. So I would say if I had the ability, I would who am I?
Ew.
Who am I? If I had those abilities, I would probably do, like you said, gymnastics or ice skating. I think ice skating is cool too.
God, yes. So yeah. I always, growing up, like I loved watching the Olympics, with my mom with the ice skating. And what is that movie called with the toe pick? She's like, toe pick. It's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you definitely watched it before. Let me see. Toe pick ice skating movie. It's so good. If you guys never saw it before, you have to watch it.
I feel like I've never seen it.
Day.
Wait, and then how about all that drama back in the day with like Nancy Kerrigan and the other one? They were crazy.
Tara.
Cutthroat.
The Cutting Edge. It's called The Cutting Edge. It came out in 1992. Oh my God. If you guys love ice skating, especially right before the Olympics, watch The Cutting Edge. Ugh, it's beautiful.
I'll have to watch that because I've never seen
it. I can't believe you never saw that.
No, I don't think I have. Unless once, if I see a picture, I'll be like, oh, okay, I saw it.
All right, well, if you like ice skating, which you definitely do, you're going to love this.
Yeah, I loved watching the ice skating back in the day. I like the Winter Olympics, I think, better than the Summer Olympics. But I guess this is going to be the Summer Olympics.
I think Gusher in a monster truck boat party.
Oh, okay. Everybody, Cameron wants you to know that he saw Gunkster at the Hot Wheels monster truck glow party. That's another thing. We're actually doing Monster Trucks May 4th for Cameron's birthday. We're excited. Monster Jam. I'm a Monster Truck mom, too. Look at me. Also, I also want to thank everybody that has, because Christopher John launched on Monday, and it was, it's
oh
been,
my God,
yeah, it's been doing so great, and everyone has had such great feedback, and of messaging me, and like ordering.
I am so proud of you.
Yeah, it's doing really well. I'm really excited, so I just want to thank everybody that's been like ordering, and like supporting my business. So thank you,
so
people.
Proud of you.
Yeah, I'm so excited for it.
Oh, so I did see one comment. They were like, oh, I would buy that, but the dress is too expensive. You guys have no idea. Her and her friend that own this business, they're literally in the basement cutting the fabric, sewing the fabric. It's not like they're buying it from like a wholesale vendor. They're literally making this by hand.
Well, yeah.
So that price for the dress is definitely a great price for making it by hand.
Yeah, it's only the dress itself is $60, which I think it's great material. It's handmade
material, it looks like.
Made to order. So I wrote to them, and, you know, we did the best of our ability to make everything affordable. But for the most part, everybody is saying, like that the prices are affordable, which just makes me happy because that's, like, something that was important to me. So, yeah, I'm just really, really, really excited and happy. And thank you, Meatballs, for ordering. And
amazing.
Supportive. But, yeah, like Nicole said, we're literally, like, in the basement, cutting, sewing, doing everything from packaging, shipping, the whole nine. So it really is, like, a small little business. And so thank you for the support, and we love you guys. And also, I wanted to thank the Meatballs that have been reaching out about CJ and his appointment at the endocrinologist. And a lot of them have been saying, you know, that they have sons and daughters that have went off the growth chart. And, like, there's, you know, there's a lot that we could look into to, like, help with that. So thank you for all your advice and, you know, reaching out. That really meant a lot to me.
Wait. So two things about that. When you were telling in this episode, when you were telling Angelina about it, you see me dancing like a psychopath in the background.
Stop it.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
It's like you were like being a mom, like having a serious conversation about your son. And it's me in the background, like dancing like an animal. It looks so stupid.
Oh my God. But, that's so funny.
But yeah, I had this issue with Lorenzo, you know, because he's definitely going to be very short. And when he was 7 years old, the doctor recommended we go, you know, see a doctor for it. And we ended up doing the testing and everything. He qualified for the growth hormone. But then, like, we realized he's not going to do the shot every single day. Like, you know, we just passed on it. Now that he's 11, he's like, oh, you know, I really wish we did it. So now I think I'm going to circle back. But I mean, the earlier you do it, the better results it's going to be. So, I mean, we could have started this at 7. Now he's 11, turning 12 in the summer. So,
yeah, a lot of them, our Meatballs have been like reaching out and saying like they went through this journey too. So, yeah. So I don't feel so alone, which makes me feel a lot better.
I didn't realize it was such like a normal thing for a lot of people to go through.
I didn't either. I didn't either at all until like I was getting messages and messages of, you know, moms kind of like saying they were going through the same journey and their kids were on this type of hormone. And I'm like, wow, yeah. I didn't even know that was like an option. And like, I know Chris was like, you know, he's like, I don't want him to be like super, super short. If there's anything we could do.
What are you going to do? We're short Meatballs.
Yep. We're little. But yeah, CJ's doing great. And he, you know, he's just being such a good sport with, you know, the blood work and like stuff like that. He's so strong, my little man. But yeah, thank you, Mamas, for reaching out. It makes me feel like not so alone in the little journey we're taking with C.
Love the support, Mamas.
Yeah. All right, next. What? I saw another good Meatball question. Oh, here was a good one. Hey, ladies, your podcast is fantastic. I was born and raised in New Hampshire, but spent every summer in Seaside Park since I was born and still do. I love Seaside and love watching the show. My question is, what was your least favorite trip you've taken on the show?
Ooh.
I want to say mine was probably... Mommy. Yeah, baby. Whoa, nice. Dribbling the ball. I want to say...
That's cool.
You're doing great. Very nice, Cam. Very nice. My least favorite was probably Lake Las Vegas when we were going through COVID. CJ was one. I was pregnant with Cameron. You and Jenny weren't there at first. I had to do the sit down with Angelina. The boys were being weird. So.
No, I think I quit.
Yeah, you quit.
Terrible.
So I was like, that was definitely my least favorite trip. For sure. I was happy my family was with me, and I was happy I had CJ with me and Chris.
Yeah.
Because that was the first trip that happened, that we were able to bring our families.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I had a lot going on that trip. I was pregnant with Cameron, not feeling great. CJ was one, and, like, I was trying to hope to keep him busy because it was COVID and they couldn't leave the hotel.
Right.
And, yeah, you quit. I missed you. Jenny wasn't coming at first, and then she decided to come.
Oh, it was such a dramatic, like, awful vibe season.
The boys were annoyed with us because they were annoyed that you quit and, like, we were causing issues. So
it wasn't a healthy environment.
Yeah, it wasn't the greatest season, Lake Las Vegas. But yeah, that was mine probably. What about yours?
I don't know about mine. I don't know. I'd probably say, like, the most traumatic, like, personally for me, was the first Jersey Shore family vacation back. Just because I had two kids and we were there for, like, 2 weeks straight. I didn't see my family or kids for 2 weeks straight. And then we went home for, like, 24 hours and then went back for 2 weeks. And then after that trip where, like, my kids were distraught, I, like, had to go to therapy after. I had nightmares. I was like, I'm never leaving my family like this again, especially my children. I was like, you get me for 2-3 days max, and then I will never do that again. So that was probably the most traumatic thing for me.
I didn't understand it at the time because I didn't have any kids.
You felt that way leaving Chris.
I felt like that with Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like that with Chris, but it was definitely much harder for you with kids. Now that I have kids, like, I don't I have no idea how you and Jenny did it. I have no idea.
Dead inside.
Yeah, I give you so much credit because now that I have my babies, I'm like, I don't think I could have ever done it. Ever.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah,
so I would say
shit together too. Like, you performed.
Well, I definitely, like, I was happy that, you know, that we got our freaking job back. Like, I was happy that we were back on air and I wanted to, like, do this again. And I did miss filming and I love being with all of you. So, like, we were, you know, we were trying to make a show so we could have this. But yeah, that was, like, really traumatic for me.
Yeah. And now here we are wrapping 7A, or no, I'm sorry. Now we're wrapping 7B over here, and you're about to go into interview.
I can't.
7 years later, we're still here.
We're still kicking it, guys, and it's all thanks to you.
Yeah,
so.
We love you guys so much.
We love you. I have to get going to work now, but we love you guys, and watch the show tonight. And me and Dina are in Cameo, do not forget, so... We are always here to do your cameos because you're on it again, right?
Yeah, I'm on it. I have to be better at it.
Dude, you're the worst.
I have, like, a couple expired, so I have to get to it.
Just get on that, girl.
Yeah. Ooh. All right. So, yeah. Meatballs, we love you. Thank you for the support and everything we do, and we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. We did it, Meatball.
Let's get sauce, Meatball. Bye.